Hey guys, I'm Trent.
And I'm Garrett.
And we're Critically Awesome.
Action! Say what again! Say what again!
You're gonna see some serious shit.
I'll be back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Critically Awesome! Critically Awesome!
Welcome back, listeners. This is Season 2, Episode 15. We had an awesome episode with our last episode with our guest, my wife, Tiffany Davis. Go on and check it out on our website, criticallyawesome.net, or listen to it on any of your favorite podcasting apps. In this week's episode, we are going international. We are going to be discussing Russian movies and TV, and also how American movies and TVs look and sound in Russia. And we have the perfect person to tell us all about it. My friend from the motherland, Bislan, or as we call him when he was here, Buzz. How we doing, Buzz?
Yeah, welcome, Buzz. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm pretty good. So, my name is Bislan.
How do you say your last name? That's the important part.
if you want the full one, Bislan Khazraelovich Tlikhuraev. Yeah, it sounds like this.
It's a lot of vowels and a lot of consonants.
It's a tongue twister for us Americans. So maybe that's why we're always like at odds with each other. Why America and Russia is always at odds, because we don't understand each other and we're just like, what did you say? Hold on.
So to put in perspective, here in the States, in Missouri at least, it's about 8 till 11 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night. What time is it there for you, Buzz?
Yeah. It's like almost 8 a.m. Saturday. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we have to talk about Russian movies and TV shows.
We'll get through that first, and then we'll get to that part there.
Okay.
All right. So let's
go
ahead.
Nervous.
Don't be nervous, but we got you. No worries. It's just you, me, and Garrett right now.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
There's nobody listening live, so you don't have to worry about people making fun of us. All right. So we're going to go ahead and give a little shout out to our Patreon, Cameron Mecki. Thank you for your continued support, my friend. And also Podcast Mo. There's about 50 podcasts on there right now. It's a one-stop shop for all podcasts around the state of Missouri. That's podcastmo.com. Let's go ahead and roll right on into our at-home recommendations. Garrett, do you want to go ahead and start that one off? What have you watched?
So recently I have finished Nightfall, which season 2 had Mark Hamill in it, and it was awesome. He was the Knight Templar's recruit person, like drill sergeant, and so he was like a cranky old man, and it was awesome to see him play that, because it was practically what he played as Luke in The Last Jedi. So it was really funny and just kind of interesting to see him in that kind of role. For those who don't know, the Nightfall is about the Knights Templar, the Crusaders. And you kind of follow the story of Landry, where he kind of goes through this up and down of like going through his faith and just going through just trying to find himself. And it's about King Philip, actually, King of France. He kind of scorns him, and kind of gets a big battle between the King of France and the Knights Templar. So it's a really good one. It's on Netflix. It's only 2 seasons. I definitely highly recommend it.
Might have to look into it.
Yeah, definitely look into it, Trenton. And then Sarah and I have been started watching all the Star Wars saga movies. We just finished The Phantom Menace tonight. We're getting in preparation for the last installment of the Star Wars saga, so which is coming out in a little less than a month now.
That's crazy to think about. Yeah, I myself. Buzz, do you have anything that you'd like to talk about? Any movies or TV that you might have watched?
I just want to ask you guys, what all Americans into Star Wars?
What do we like about Star Wars?
Yes, yes. You're already talking about these movies and something. Why?
It's a cultural sci-fi phenomenon.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just one of those things you gotta either grow up liking or you just don't like it.
I think that Russia is just salty because we beat them to the moon, so they really don't like Star Wars because
anything that we make that's in the space, they don't.
It's just rubbing salt in the wound. We shut down their space program.
I get it. Okay. What was your question?
Do you what kind of movies or TV have you watched recently? Did you watch anything possibly American related, or is it all Russian?
Actually, right now I just have seen movie from Jim Jarmusch. I forgot in American how it calls. Wait a minute. Выживут только последние. It's about zombies or something.
Like Zombieland?
Yeah. Not Zombieland. No? Just a minute. The death. The die don't die, something like this.
Dawn of the Dead.
The dead don't die. Мертвые не умирают.
I see.
I don't know if I've ever.
Is that a Russian movie or is that an American movie?
Nah, it's American movie from Jim Jarmusch.
Never heard of him. I don't.
No, really?
Yeah, I know. We're on a movie and TV podcast, and we don't know this guy.
One of the most famous director in the world.
What was his name again?
Jim Jarmusch.
Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah, the dead don't die. Huh.
Yes. It's really, really fun movie. I with Tilda Wilson, with Selena Gomez. So you have checking it.
He's the director.
I definitely have to look into that. See how it is.
That sounds interesting. The dead don't die.
Is Adam Driver in it?
What?
Is Adam Driver?
Yeah. Oh, I know this movie now. Yeah, I remember this. Like Bill Murray and Adam Driver playing this movie.
Oh, okay. I gotta try this out. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we shared a couple trailers on Critically Awesome on their Facebook page about it. Now I remember that's crazy.
You have to watch it. Yeah, it's really,
Buzz,
it's really
I don't know if you have listened to any of our recent podcasts, but we've made up our own scoring system. It's Critically Potatoes.
Potato scale.
Critical potato scale. So it's a number between 1 and 100, just like, you know, in percentage wise, but it's potatoes. So
how many potatoes do you give?
How many potatoes do you give that?
How many potatoes? No one.
None? Was it that bad?
It's not. Wait a minute. If I don't give no one, how can I say it?
If you give it zero potatoes, that means it's a terrible movie and you would not recommend anybody watching it. You give it like 100 potatoes, that means it's the best film that you've ever seen in your entire life, and you recommend everybody in the entire world watch it.
Yes. Yeah, the last one, I think.
So, would you say about, 70 potatoes? I mean, it is good, but there were some things that were just meh in it, or...
Or like 85, 90 potatoes, which is like pretty solid movie.
I think pretty solid movie, yeah.
Okay, I would say probably 88.
Yeah.
88 potatoes.
I like that. All right. I myself watched and finished all 4 seasons of Star Wars Rebels.
You zoomed through that one.
I did. I was very dedicated. Because it was a fantastic series. On my critical potato scale, I would give it a good 90 potatoes. Yes. Right. Highest rating I've given on the show, because it was just the storyline is amazing, because it's in between Return of the Jedi or in between Return of the Jedi and the Force Awakens. So There's a lot of in between.
Austin, what are you Empire talking
Strikes
about?
Back, no, Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, because
Rebels is
during the time of Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
No, I thought it was Revenge of the Sith and New Hope.
Mm-mm. Because it was the Clone Wars. No, because at the end of season 4, spoiler alert, they talk about the destruction of the Death Star and the end of the Empire.
Maybe it's more closer. It may goes through New Hope, and then Ahsoka's there, and so is of course Darth Vader is, but I thought it was like right after he was made.
No, it's well into the Empire when they are very well established.
Hmm.
You have to watch it. Watch it again, because I just finished it 2 days ago.
Oh, I haven't even watched it yet, so
you need to watch it. It's fantastic. One of the best. I also watched Revenge of the Sith because, as I said in our last Star Wars episode, that was my favorite movie. I got a lot of hate for that, but at the same time, I didn't mind it because, hey, it was good graphics, good fighting, everything. So my critical potato scale for that one is still going to stay at a solid 85% or 85 potatoes. And then I watched Disney Nature documentaries on Disney Plus I watched Bears, which was such a cute little show or movie about these this mother bear surviving the beginning of summertime for them, and going all the way through the growth all the way through summer into the very beginning of the next winter. And it's crazy what they have to go through. They're all starving, all the bears are starving, waiting for all the salmon to come up and they can feed and everything like that. And it was just it was a very interesting show. Very exciting to watch. I was kind of surprised on how well it was. Plus, the narrating was fantastic. Let's see here. John C. Reilly was actually the narrator of that particular documentary. All of the Disney Nature shows are narrated by famous people. And my next one was Kingdom of the Monkeys. It was very interesting. The monkeys, where are you at? Hang on 1 second. I have to find out who narrated it. I don't remember who it was. But Tina Fey narrated that one. And it was very interesting because it was like a the growth of a particular monkey, a mother and a son monkey in this little Indian, old Indian castle. And she starts off as like the lowest tier there is in this monkey society, because they actually have like tiers in their society of upper, middle, and lower class. And she started off as a lower tier because her monkey husband, which I didn't know was a thing until I watched this, tried to steal from the alpha monkey, and he banished him out of their clan. And, you know, that made her go to the lowest class because she was, you know, ashamed, or she was shunned, basically. So the monkeys in the middle class are always giving her a hard time, and her son too, a lot of baby monkeys get away with a lot of things, but when this baby monkey came up, these monkeys called the sisters like kept smacking them and pushing them down and stuff like that. I was like, wow, these monkeys are jackasses. But he ends up coming back after there's a huge storyline to this, and it's actually really cool. So Kingdom of the Monkeys, I would actually give that one a good 85 potatoes on there, and the Bears one, I would give it an 80.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a really good feel-good movie that makes you, you know, it makes you smile, and you're like, oh, look at that cute little bear. That monkey is really ugly, but, you know, You feel bad for it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, Garrett, did you have any podcasts that you listened to?
Nope. I've just been kind of stuck on Critical Role, honestly. Like, it's just awesome storyline, and I just can't seem to listen to anything else, really.
Well, I would recommend Ear Biscuits with Rhett and Link. I do that because Rhett and Link reminds me of me and you. You know, two best friends for a long, long time. They started their own YouTube channel. Now they've got a podcast channel, and they talk a lot about their childhood and a lot of things that, you know, internet influencers do and how they handle their fame and everything like that. It's a really neat podcast, and they answer a lot of fan questions too. So it's kind of cool. I'd recommend Ear Biscuits with Brett and Link. All right. Movie and TV news. Go to Facebook for all of our new movies and all of our new movie and TV trailers. And also what's new with the Critically Awesome Crew. That drops every Tuesday before our episode drops on Wednesday. I enjoy doing that quite a bit. So, also, if you want to directly support the show, go to patreon.com/criticallyawesome. Or you can go to our website, criticallyawesome.net, and go to the support tab on our website. Click that red button that says Become a Patreon, and it is the best way to directly support our podcast. It's only $1 a month. And honestly, it helps fund us. It helps us get more stuff and, well, not more stuff. It helps. What we're going to end up doing is using most of all of the money towards advertising and boosting stuff on Instagram and Facebook to try to you know, get the word out that Critically Awesome's out there. We're pretty cool people, and we like to throw an awesome show. Garrett, do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, just it'd be great if you help just support us. You know, just the more you support us, the more we can give back.
That's for sure. Better shows that we can give. All right, wow, we are just rolling right through it.
Well, I was going to say before we get too much into our main topic, which is, of course, talking to Buzz, but we're going to talk to Buzz now. But, like, what do you like to, like, do in your spare time? Like, what is there to do before we get to, like, talking about movies?
Yeah,
but let's
get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, like, what do you like to do on your spare time? Do you have, like, certain hobbies? You know, what do you do for a living? I mean, you know, things like that.
Actually, when I have free time, all the time with my friends, we make some crazy things like jumping with parachute or something. So it was crazy. Yeah, well, it been maybe 2 months ago. Me and my friend, we did it. So, have you ever jumped with a parachute?
Like base jumping.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Well, you jump off the top of a building or a mountain, and you kind of just you open the chute right away.
From самолет. I forgot this word.
Okay, airplane.
Okay. Yeah.
Airplane? No, I have never skydived.
I've never done that. I wanted to do it a lot.
So when? Just do it.
I'd like to do it. My grandpa actually used to be an instructor for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to be an instructor for skydiving when he was younger.
Okay. So, most of time, I try to watch new movies or at home, basically. So, because I really like watch movies at home with food or something, just by yourself.
Told you we got the right guy for this.
Yeah, because you can't cry like a girl if you want. Yeah, so
that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah, because. Men never die, cry, that's why.
So, where are you from in Russia, actually? So, our listeners know.
I actually live in Moscow, like maybe 12 more years. So, it's really kind of cool and big city with around 20 million people, something like this.
That's crazy. That's a lot. Like, yeah, I think like 400,000 people are a lot, but man, 20 million?
Oh, it's one of the capitals of Russia. Like,
I know, yeah. Well, that's the only like inhabitable places of Russia. I mean, most of Russia is uninhabitable, so.
Yeah.
Now, Garrett, I've known Muzz for several years now, and I follow him on Instagram. And his Instagram is he's usually always doing something really cool, hiking.
Yeah.
This summer, I know that he went to Germany, right, Buzz?
No, it wasn't Germany. It's Austria.
Austria. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. And you met up with Daniel Subaru, didn't you?
What?
Did you meet it back up with Daniel from CC's?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
Is that how you guys know each other? Is from CC's?
Yes, he was one of my foreign exchange students.
A few
years ago when I was managing at CC's Pizza, I struck up with him. Everyone calls him my Russian Garrett.
Yeah, it was like this. Yeah.
And this man, I tell you, this dude is the bee's knees. I love this guy. I've kept in constant contact with him ever since he's left Russia.
A
few months ago, once he went back to Russia and left America, a few months ago, he actually sent me video from the Red Square in Moscow. And I tell you what, I know that I'm still seeing it through a phone, but like, you know, having somebody directly, you know, show it to you and it's for you is pretty mind blowing. And one of these days, I promise you, Buzz, one of these days, I know it's not going to be anytime soon, but I will make a visit to Moscow, Russia, unless we're in some sort of trade ban or travel ban. But I want to go to Moscow.
Yeah. Hmm? All 20 million people in Moscow waiting at you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing all 20 million. We're gonna get really big in Russia pretty soon. I hope, Garrett. That'd be
interesting. That would be really interesting. Let's see. What was I gonna say? I was gonna ask a question. I totally forgot about it. Did you have something, Trenton?
Let's see. What is some of the things like that are not true that Americans think about with Russia, like?
Oh, it's my favorite question.
All right.
Because all American think that we have a beer here, a caviar or something is already just cold, that we don't have sun here or something, you know. You know that the head calls Ushanka?
The call is called Ushanka?
Ushanka. Just link it, Ushanka.
Let's see.
So that we all have Ushanka.
Here are some pictures that match.
Oh, it's that the Russian hats that
everyone. Yeah.
That we all have it and wear it. It's not like this, really. So it's not.
I've seen you in several Ushankas, Buzz. Don't you lie to me.
Yeah. But when Americans make a movie, they all the time put in their movies like Ushanka, Balalaika, Vodka or something.
Yeah.
But we
don't lie to me. Vodka all
the time. I like vodka too, so it's all right.
What?
I said I like vodka as well, so it's all right.
I know. I remember that I tried to trend how Russians drink vodka. Did you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head. Probably
you guys like snort it or something.
No, they just drink it just by the liter.
Yeah.
Russians are also born by busting through the ice of a lake.
Isn't it?
Unlike the typical American birth, where we come from our mothers, they are born from the ice,
and with a bear buddy too, right?
Yeah, with
their own bears.
Oh boy, let's see. How are movies and what is movies and TV like in Russia? What is it like there?
Actually, we have a lot of interesting TV shows in Russia, like like the strange one is The Field of Miracles, something like this. Is it a quiz which guests have to guess the word? By the later. Mm-hmm. So if you wanna win there, you have to spell full words, like, I don't know.
So would you say it's like the American Wheel of Fortune?
I don't say it's like, or like Jeopardy.
I think
Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. Jeopardy doesn't deal with spelling, it just deals with trivia. But like Wheel of Fortune, you have to spin this wheel and you land on a certain number, and then it's like either a phrase or a place or a person, and then you can buy a vowel and everything like that. And yeah,
that's how I guess in the word.
Are there a lot of action movies in Russia?
Say again.
Action movies, like a lot of I don't know, war movies, I guess.
Yeah, because. That's good. Because of the Great War, so actually Russians. So
you guys have like a lot of World War II movies, like America does. Because America, we always like bolster our boys from World War II, and even though we did do a lot, we definitely did do as much as Russia did in World War II.
Yeah, we do a lot too, because it's important part of our history. That's why I think. But actually, I really don't like the movies about war, because it's all the time about sadness or something. You all the time want to cry and kill yourself. after this movie, that's why.
Yeah, so, we have several movies that are really heartfelt like that. Also, like Saving Ryan. It's a really cool movie, and it's very capturing, because you go through this platoon of soldiers who are saving one guy, because the brothers died in the war, so he's got a free pass home, but. You know, at the end of the movie, you feel sad and everything like that, because, you know, his whole platoon died, but he still made it home. And, you know,
Have you ever seen Schindler's
List? Yes. Schindler's List. It's a long movie, but man, that's not a movie you watch for enjoyment. You watch that because it's history. Like, It's not a fun movie to watch.
It would be interesting to see World War II movies in like Russian, like from the Russian point of view,
or just from any other country that's not American. Well,
Germany, of course not. You know,
yeah. Well, even Germany doesn't like their past. So,
I think so.
So now I remember the question I was going to ask you. How many languages do you speak?
I try to speak in English, so because I'm not talking with somebody in Russia, in America. I mean, in English, I all the time I almost forgot it. So I try to speak in Spanish. I know Russian, and I know my mother language, Kabardian.
So that's what, four? So you know English, Spanish, Russian, and Kabardian?
Kabardian.
Is that like a different form of Russian?
Yes. It's like, if you want to hear, it sounds like this. Фипса джузфуа, но бадау фишут, тренд гарится джахар,
фима хурдау шут. And what is that in English?
It's like a trend and guard high. How I doing? How was how your day, something like this.
Okay, and what's the like Russian? I guess it would be more. Would it be more Moscow kind of Russian, or like what? I guess is that what it is?
I would say it. What's the more proper way of saying it in like Russian? Because that's like a different form of Russian, like a different dialect. But what is? Yeah. How would you say that? But in proper Russian.
Proper. What does it mean?
Just Russian, not club.
So in Russia we have like in USA you have states.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I was born in states which called Kabardino-Balkaria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in Kabardino-Balkaria we speak in three languages. It's Kabardian, Russian, and Balkarian. So.
Okay.
In Russia we have like maybe more than 100 languages, different, absolutely different. So it's not like you say that you know just one language and you can talk with all of people who live in your country. So if we want to speak with all of people who lives in Russia, we have to know more than 100 languages. It's impossible. So
that's
why, yeah, that's why okay.
That's pretty crazy.
To know Russian and speak to each other in this language, because it's main language in Russia.
That's crazy. So what movies from America are in Russia, and how are they different than here in the States?
What did different?
Yeah, is there a big difference? I mean, did you watch any movies that you watched in Russia that you watched when you were over here in America?
And you were like, whoa, that's a lot different in Russian
than it is there in any difference besides, of course, it being like subtitled or whatever?
I think the difference is that American movies all the time have a happy end or something, but in Russia most of time somebody die or I don't know, something like this. It's too wait a minute, this word too sad. I don't know how to say it.
So
we don't have most of time happy end. So it's that's why I don't like watch Russian movies. I all the time watch like American or I don't know, Spanish or Korean.
What kind of American movies do you see over there? Like which movies do you watch from America?
Like what are some of your favorite ones from America?
But we watch here all American movies that you watch.
Yeah, but what are your favorite ones? Like do you like Star Wars? Do you like the Avengers? Yeah. What's your favorites?
I think I watched like maybe 10 times, maybe more. Some like it hot. You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
With Monroe.
Some Like It Hot. That's what the movie is?
Yeah. With Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, with Marilyn Monroe. Oh, classic. Wow. Classic.
Yeah, that is a classic one.
Mm.
I think I have this. I watched this movie like 10 more times. So well,
Marilyn Monroe is kind of a fox, so I don't blame you.
Yeah. So I really like Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, I like Harry Potter as well. Have you read the books?
Yeah.
This man's got a picture of him with Harry Potter glasses that's got the scar on it.
Oh really? And
he looks just like Harry. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So which movie I like? I think Harry Potter Adventures, yes, for sure. I don't like Star Wars. I don't know why.
We'll give you one pass on that one. But not everyone likes it. It's one of those things you either kind of, I don't know, it has to be kind of in your forte, I feel like. It's a space opera, so it's very different.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's pretty much what George Lucas called it, is a space opera.
Yeah, I think so. So, maybe pirate, how can I say, Pirates of Caribbean?
Caribbean. Or the Caribbean, it depends on where you're at, but yeah, Caribbean, same thing.
Yeah, so I really like this movie, or all of them. So a lot of movie. I really like to watch a new movie. I think it's not important which country that made. For me, it's important that about people or good story or something like this. So
yeah. Oh, it's curious to hear from other people from other countries to see what things could be are changed from American movies, or like things that are censored essentially. Like we had a foreign exchange student friend from high school from Lebanon, and you know we talked about him about stuff like that where certain things you know could be censored because just the culture is different.
Yeah. So which Russian movie are you? Do you know? Maybe you have watched some of them.
I haven't seen any Russian films. I know of one that had like basically the Russian Avengers, to where there was like this guy who looked like a bear, and they had like
with Ushanka. Yeah.
And the only Russian movie you've seen is Rocky.
Hey, that's one America. Russia, they beat this dope.
Okay, so I really recommend you to watch, you know which one? Wait a minute. It's called Beeple.
What
Beeple? By Kantemir Balagov. In Russia we call them Dilda. Wait a minute. I check it out. Because this young director, Russian director, he has won a prize at the Cannes film, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he nominated for an Oscar in this year.
And what's the movie that you're talking about?
Yeah, okay, wait a minute. It's Beeple. Dilda. Like a tall woman.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'll have to look at it because if you can send us the link if you can find, or send us to it on our emails or something like that, and then we can definitely look into it even further, because that sounds very interesting. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
I also kind of want to see that Russian team up of Russian Avengers, because that looks very interesting.
Yeah,
I think they released it in an American version too, but I hadn't seen it yet. I just know that a few years ago they had a viral video of that particular movie trailer going around, and I was like, "Ooh, that looks pretty cool." Not gonna lie. But anyways,
do you have any questions for us? I guess, Buzz. Like anything you want to ask us?
Actually, I have just one question about Star Wars. So
you came to the right podcast.
I already understand why you watch it. So. I don't have any question. Thanks.
You understand why do we watch Star Wars so much? And I already told you.
I don't have any questions after that. No.
We beat you to the moon. I guess I have another question. I just looked at my Captain America, comic book wise in Russia. Do you read any comic books or anything like that, or do they have any superhero movies like that in Russia?
Actually, we don't have it. We don't have any because I think it's just Americans.
We're just super nerdy.
Yeah. Because we don't have any superheroes like you have, like Spider-Man or something.
They don't have Captain Russia?
We have just one Superman. It's our Putin. So,
Putin.
We don't have any heroes here, so we don't need it.
We don't need it. When you got a president like Vladimir Putin, it's kind of hard to have any other superheroes. I mean, the guy rides bareback on a bear.
He rides bareback on a bear.
Yeah. I mean, he rides on a bear, no shirt and everything, and it's that's crazy.
That's too funny.
I guess it would be Comrade Russia, wouldn't it? Wouldn't he be called Comrade Russia instead of Captain Russia?
Yeah, Comrade Russia. Yeah, I like it. It sounds great.
Buzz, you're going to have to write it up. Be a comic book creator, and you can create Comrade Russia, and he's going to save Russia from the American tyranny.
Okay. Save Russians
from Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think so.
Then
yeah,
he needs to come over here and do the same thing for us. Comrade Russia.
So his name is going to be Putin or something.
We'll call him Bislan.
Bislan, okay.
His secret identity is going to be Bislan.
I like how you spell it.
Bislane.
Bislane. Yeah.
No, I try to correct it. Just so you know,
yeah,
I accidentally put an I and Garrett continued to go on, and I was like, oh, no, that's wrong. It's spelled exactly how it sounds.
This one, yeah.
All right, Buzz, I think we're going to wrap it up here because we are starting to reach our time limit. Buzz, it was an absolute blast having you on here. I enjoyed every single minute of it. Catching up with you, Garrett. What did you think?
No, I definitely enjoyed it. Even though you don't like Star Wars, but I definitely enjoyed. I enjoyed our conversation here, and definitely should get you back on some other time to get us going international again. You know.
Yeah.
So we love going international. It's a lot of fun. We've done it with somebody from Lebanon. Now we've done it with somebody from Russia. So this has been an absolute,
which we haven't done it on this format yet. This is actually the first time we've gone international in this format. So
yeah, we went international when we were on YouTube, but it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Bislan,
where can our listeners find you at, like on the social medias?
Basic Rife.
Oh man, we're at the you're at to send that to us, and then we'll put that in the show notes below because that's not gonna be easy to find.
Yes, I have his Instagram on on my Facebook or my Instagram. He is definitely a very fun person to follow on Instagram from all the crazy stuff that he does. I was going through it, and run across a video of him skydiving, and I remember when that happened. I was like, holy crap, Buzz, that was really freaking cool. And he looked scared the whole time too. I'm pretty sure he screamed like a little girl.
Yeah. I did.
And then he let Russia know that I said hi, and Russia said hi back to me when he went to the the Red Square for me.
Yeah.
So all right. Garrett, go ahead and close us out. Show us where everyone can find us at.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to get...
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
We're not done quite yet, Buzz. We'll say bye here after we get done with this part.
Yeah. If you guys want to get everything Critically Awesome, go to criticallyawesome.net. That's where you can get all new episodes. That's where they'll be dropped every Wednesday when they drop on your favorite podcast apps. Also, that's where you can get some news and just where you can get our Patreon and everything. If you want to give us some feedback, you can you can email us at criticallyawesome2015@gmail.com. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. We try to keep you up to date with all the latest movie and TV trailers on Facebook. And Reddit as well, which we haven't done a whole lot with it just yet, but we're getting to that.
We're trying to figure it out.
You can listen to it, for your listening pleasure, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Right on. Buzz, do you want to say anything closing, like saying goodbye or saying anything that we should know?
Yeah, welcome to Russia. Love Putin. And have fun. Thanks.
Thank you, Buzz, for joining us. I want to see you again.
Yeah, me too, really.
Garrett, go ahead and give your closing.
All right, guys. Well, I'm Garrett, and I'm Critically Awesome. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed.
And I am Trent, and I am Critically Awesome. And remember, guys, stay awesome.